famous Phil Hendry Show, and I'm Margaret Gray.
And this is General Galen Shaw.
I'm Robert Leonard.
I'm Bud Dickman. This is the Phil Hendry Show.
Yes.
Here's Phil Hendry.
The boy of anguish.
Yeah.
He's a man of
this very, who is this wailing? Listen to this guy screaming his guts loose.
I like this. Who is this?
This is Asking Alexandra, is that it?
Yeah, I think it is. I'm not sure.
Let me ask you something, Dickman. You can read as well as anybody, can't you?
Yes.
Yeah, Asking Alexandra, moving on. What couldn't you tell?
I don't know. I wasn't looking at it.
Well, then look at it, for Christ. Welcome to the show, Robert. How you doing?
I'm doing good, sir. I'm always all right.
Now, Robert, you're always very solid, aren't you? And I wonder why that is. Is it because the rest of us are so weird?
Man, the most entertaining time of the day for me is to sit here and watch y'all just wig out at the beginning of this thing.
Yeah, you
shut up, man. Why don't you be quiet, bud, okay?
You just want to see the white people get...
I told you, man.
Watch it, will
you? You just knocked my glasses.
I didn't do it.
Well, whoever did, I'm going to kick your ass if it happens again.
Really, Phil? You're going to kick ass?
No, I'm not. You know what, Phil? You're getting a little old for that kind of stuff. Is that right? Well, anyway, welcome to the program. Yeah, I got to kick somebody's ass. How about this? I'll fire somebody.
But Mr. Henry, you went, and then you changed your mind.
Yeah, I noticed that.
Sorry.
I'll fire somebody. Do you like that? Is that,
No, we'd rather that not happen at all. We'd rather, let's just forget the whole thing happened, all right? Let's just pretend we never met.
Now, there's a great idea. Fine. Let's,
Really?
No, not really. So, welcome to the show, the Phil Hendry Show, on this here Friday. Tonight, we have our chat. That's our BSP chat. That's when you chat with us, you know, and,
Yeah, you get involved in the chat. Now, you're going to be doing what?
Well, let me see. Am I allowed to announce this or not? I don't know.
So what is this allowed to announce?
We're rolling things out at a certain pace. Anyway, those of you who are backstage pass members who hang out on Friday nights on the Friday night chat with us, remember when I was asking you if you'd like to do a certain thing?
Well, what the hell does that mean?
Well, that's a little...
It's got nothing to do with anything other than very honest work, okay? It has to do with the website.
Oh, okay. Well, you say, remember when I was... You know, you're like some creep rolling up on somebody in a two-tone...
Yeah, a two-tone Pontiac.
Yeah, right there, a two-tone Pontiac. Anything special about Pontiacs?
No. They just sound... Pontiac sounds real sleazy and grubby.
So, getting back to what I was saying to the rest of you guys on the planet Earth...
What does that mean?
I'm trying to get this said, General. The rest of you guys on planet Earth...
Jesus.
Tonight on the chat... when I talk to you about that, I want you to show up so that we can get your email address and be in communication with you, ma'am, because all is ready, baby. We just have, a couple of little things, but we are ready to rock and roll that thing.
Well, you know what? I won't ask you any specifics, but I imagine it's very exciting. That's the website.
That is the website. On a show today here on the Phil Hendry Show, Bobby Dooley is going to join us. What kind of idea is this?
Well, Bobby wants to, if you understand this, she wants to slap fight this Tommy Lahren.
Who's she?
He's a talk show host, right?
Yes, she's on the Blaze. Bobby loves her. She admires her, but she's also bothered by her. So she wants to have a slap fight for charity.
What?
What does that mean, a slap fight?
I don't know if you know this or not, Phil, but women, you know, everyone makes fun of us for slapping each other. You can get a pretty good slap fight going with people that know what they're doing. There are some good slap fighters out here on the West Coast. Now, back east, I don't know if the promoters...
Wait a minute. What are you talking about, professional?
I don't know. I'm just telling you...
You're saying that there's a skill to slap fighting?
There may be, and Bobby may have it, or she may not. I don't know.
But Bobby wants to slap fight this woman, Tommy Lahren.
Yes, but first of all, Bobby will tell you, but she likes Tommy, but she's irritated by the smart-ass manner of the woman.
Now, what do you think of her?
Well, I'm decidedly opposed to her because of her politics. Bobby, though, is a big Donald Trump fan and watches The Blaze regularly.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I know who this girl is. She's the new light on the conservative side of things.
What? They've had enough of those people.
Yeah, they seem to have plenty right now.
Oh, no, she's the hot new thing. I think she's going to blow Ann Coulter out of the water.
You said blow.
What about it, bud? Look at the...
You got a big serious look on your face.
Yeah, because he goes, she's going to blow Ann Coulter.
Hey, man, I'm telling you.
All right, fine.
Are you kidding me, bud? You think that that was dirty? Talking about blowing them out of the water.
Well.
And you said she said, and that was the general talking.
No, I think it was me.
No, I think it was me.
But I can't remember.
Who all the person I remember was, it was a person who said they're going to blow Ian Coulter.
Thank you very much for that, man.
My God, you know, bud, I don't know what it is. I must be in a good mood because I've had three or four excuses to just lay into you real good with the right hand. Boom, 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 back off. Assess what I've done and then wade in again. Boom, 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 back off.
Yes, assess what you've done.
By that point, I guess I'd be out cold.
Oh, you better believe that.
So that was very nice. So welcome to our program. So we got Ted, what did I say?
You said Bobby Dooley.
Bobby Dooley. Boom, 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 wade in, assess what you did.
Yes. Yes, let me tell you something. The science is what I'm all about.
You know, Margaret, you sound like somebody that really loves to get in there and just throw the hands.
If I have to. Don't ever judge Mama to be anything other than ready, you know?
God damn, man.
Well, there you go. Let that be a lesson.
Right.
Now I'm a little too nervous to be sitting next to you. You guys, come on. So we got Bobby Dooley. Then we have Chris Norton's new tagline for Norton Mountain.
Oh, yes. I think I know what it is. And he asks us to keep it secret.
Yeah, it's called...
Shut up. He asked us to keep it secret.
Oh, now, yeah, man. God.
Ted Bell is going to be back also. Slogan, I guess we got some advertising problems tonight, because the slogan, the new slogan for Ted's of Beverly Hills that he unveiled here on the show here not too long ago, just a couple of days ago, has been, the kibosh has been put on it by the state.
Well, Phil, it was decidedly filthy.
Well, you know, Ted says the filth is only in the mind of the beholder. And then Frank Gray talking about Sean Spicer.
Yeah, Frank's got some observations. He doesn't think Sean Spicer's long for the Trump White House. Spicer is one of those little men that sweats too much. And by that, I mean, he...
Are we going to hear from you or Frank?
What a dick.
All right, take it easy, Margaret.
No.
Well, I mean, I don't know who she's talking about. All right. I look forward to that, Margaret. Thank you very much.
Well, I wanted to give the assessment that Spicer looks like one of those sweaty little men. Well, I might offend some people sitting at this table.
Sweaty little man. You're talking about me?
Not yet, I am.
Not yet you am.
That's right.
Speak much? You speak English.
That's right.
The guy's all done now? Because I would like to do something other than stare at you.
Colin, the show traffic.
All right, Bob Bacon, go ahead, Bob.
I feel like sure that day. I'm sure they're going to have a rough one out there. I hope that everybody's going to be okay. Right now, they're having a tree lands on a right now, signal lines got down, and they moved up out the south side to the 2550 there. So 25 or 54, it's got down to Chicago, done. And we'll get down by the Don Amici. Let's go over there now, the Skyboy.
Hello, I'm going to come out about my Matt Tessier and Matt Bavari, long song, the long bone, the wall, I got me. And I hope you can still do it. Come on over to the house, have some bacon, and bacon and egg, but my wife's going to be cooking it up. Good morning, Sky Baby, sweet then.
Beans and bacon. Yeah. Woo! Yeah. Boy, it's Sky Baby's sweet tan, y'all. That didn't hurt. Didn't hurt at all. Oh, no.
Richter Farrell here for the Richter Farrell Way. This is a way that you can find your way through life. It's a way that you can find a way to find your way into a great, great new way of living. Richter Farrell, that's my name. Don't wear it out. Don't wear it out, because when you find a way to weigh into all kinds of things that you might want to wade into, Richter Farrell is the name you're going to want to remember. So don't wear it out, okay? That's my name. Don't wear it out. Richter Farrell, a pain in the ass. My new book, Richter Farrell, irritates you beyond all words, helps you test yourself, helps you test the way that you can stand up against all the irritants of life. I'm one of them. I may be five or six of them. Richter Farrell, that's my name. Don't wear it out. Richter Farrell, a real pain in the ass. Get my book, Richter Farrell, Five Different Ways to Get Through Life and Enduring Me and, you know, friends of mine. People like that. We haven't written it entirely, but you get the idea. Richter Farrell, Five Ways to Get Through Life Putting Up with Him and His Friends. Available now in paperback or by calling this number, 2. That's right, just 2. Don't use a phone. Just call out the window, 2. Rector Farrell, that's my name. Don't wear it out. Buggies are us. Buggies are us. Don't ever take the bus. Just remember, buggies are us. Hi, everybody. This is Stan Akin. And Buggies Are Us is a business I started with my wife right after I left the show business. You know, I had that great floor show. I did a lot of singing. My wife danced. But we had our first child and decided, well, I'm going to Buggies Are Us. Buggies Are Us. Come on in, get a buggy, put a baby in it, roll it on down the street, do whatever you want. But we've got every kind of buggy known to mortal man. We've got buggies that you can't even imagine. We've got buggies that I've designed, buggies that my wife's designed. We've even got a buggy here that the baby designed not 5 weeks after the baby got bored. That's right, Stan Akin. Come on in now and go to Buggies Are Us. Buggies Are Us. Come on, don't bug me. Come on into Buggies. Buggies Are Us. In the Yellow Pages. Famous Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California. And it's always a great, great joy and pleasure to bring on our good friend Ted Bell. We're going to find out what Ted has to say here today on the program.
Ted's of Beverly Hills.
You know, I sound very upbeat because we just had our advertising slogan. It was quashed by the state of California. They won't allow me to put it on a billboard. Why do I sound so happy? Because I think I'm going to win this fight. I'll tell you that right now.
And Ted Bell, so Ted, give it to us straight. What's the story?
The story, General, and is Phil there?
Right here, yeah.
Yeah, the story is that...
Why did you ask, is Phil here?
Because I want to, are you hosting the show, or what is it?
No, we got different people bringing, we have people introducing different segments.
All right.
Yeah, you know, so don't try to get wound up all that fast, okay?
I'm not wound up, I just wanted to know, God, forget I even said anything.
Come on, General, give it a rest. Everybody.
Me?
Go.
Yeah. So what happened, you know, we were on the show here the other night, Phil, and we had rolled out our brand new advertising slogan, which is, I had it here a moment ago, but it basically it says the following thing. We will not rest until we know the what, the where, the why, and the how of how we're going to quietly slip our meat into your mouth. Now, that was the slogan, as I recall it.
That's not it exactly, and I did tell you at the time, Ted, you'd have a problem with that.
Yeah, I know that, Margaret, and that's just so wonderful, and I'm so happy that you're so smart, and I'm so dumb, and that's what you're saying, right?
No, I'm not saying that. I just was trying to warn you that it was not going to pass muster, I don't think, with any advertising council or advertising board.
Well, I think the man knows his business.
Yeah, but, you know, the whole thing about quietly...
Yeah, okay. Has everybody weighed in?
All we want to know, Ted, is what happened.
Well, what happened was...
And I'm sorry, before you do that, find that, will you, bud?
Yeah.
We're going to find the actual slogan.
Yeah, I had it written down here. It's a very complex slogan, and it has to do with there's five or six different parts to it. Here, I got it right here.
Yeah, I got it, too.
Well, I've got it. It goes...
Yeah, it goes here. Ted's weak.
I'm going to do it.
Let him do it, okay?
Who, me?
You're talking about me, right?
I'm talking about Ted.
All right. It says here that Ted's, we work overtime.
I got it, okay?
Bud, knock it off.
Yeah, at Ted's, we work overtime thinking about how, what, where, and when we're going to slip our meat quietly into your mouth. I was very excited about this.
Yes, I told you it wouldn't pass muster. All right, I'm sorry.
Margaret, you know, we got your opinion.
Yeah, duly noted, Margaret. You know... and you were right, I suppose, but this is not the end of the story. There are still many miles to go, and I've got miles to go before I sleep, as Robert Frost said.
Yeah, that's right. I've got miles, and I've got promises to keep.
That's right, and miles to go before I sleep.
That's Shakespeare?
No, it's Robert Frost, a poet.
Robert Frost. All right, so go ahead.
Well, I mean, we told Caltrans, because they run all of the billboard advertising along the interstate, I wanted to put this up on the 405. As one approaches Beverly Hills. And I got a call from a guy by the name of Abner Rim. You know this guy?
No, why would I know him?
I'm not asking you, I'm asking Phil.
I've never heard of him, no.
All right. So, I'm sorry, General, but...
Well, you're asking me, do I know a guy named Rim?
Yeah, that's the sickest thing.
You know, your mind is a sewage. Your mind is a sewage receptacle.
Why? Just because the guy's name is Abner Rim? I didn't name the guy.
All right, are we done with that? Now, what about Abner Rim?
Abner Rim is with Caltrans. He calls my office and he says, is this Mr. Bell? I said, yes. He says, hi, Abner Rim, Caltrans. And I said, yes, sir. And he said, the billboard that you want to put up on the 405 that talks about putting the meat, you know, slipping it quietly into their mouths, it's not going to happen. And that's the way he said it, too. And it really made, I said, what do you mean it's not going to happen? He said, it ain't, it's not happening on my watch. And then he goes, I'm Abner Rim, just the way Margaret does, and then click. And I couldn't believe that.
No, wait a minute. He lucked out with his name.
Well, yeah, you know, in a manner of speaking. He said, you know the billboard that you want to put up on the 405? And I said, yeah. He said, well, it ain't going to happen. I'm Abner Rim. Click. That's what I heard.
So he hung up on you.
Yes. So I called back. I used the number I got, you know, the, not Star 69, but I had the voter ID. Not voter ID. I got caller ID.
Voter ID. Would you be quiet?
Well, she said something.
Something dumb? Yeah, he didn't say it dumb. He made a mistake.
Did anything dumb. So,
no, just made a mistake.
Yeah.
Hold on for a minute, Ted.
Well, but,
hold on. What's it going to be, bud? You want to stay or you want to go?
What if I said I want to go? I'm just kidding. I want to stay.
All right, then stay.
No, I really want to go. Now, hey, Ted.
Come on, will
you? Ow! Man, cut it out, will you?
Murray, what are you running there anyway, man?
Never mind. Sit down. Go ahead.
Go ahead with what?
What are you saying?
All right, I'm saying this. We put up the billboard. Now this guy Abner Rim calls. He says, well, it ain't going to happen. I'm Abner Rim, Caltrans. Click. So I called back, and, you know, it took a while because he was calling me from some internal office, so I had to find out what the extension is. It takes me 15 minutes. I finally find this guy. I said, do you know a man named Abner Rim? Most of the people went, huh? And I said, he's a guy that works there, and, you know, I could hear the wheels turning. So finally, I get through. I said, hey, is this Rim? He goes, yeah. I said, this is Ted Bell, the guy you hung up on. He said, well, I'm sorry, but I didn't have anything else to say. I said, well, I got a couple of things to say. First of all, I don't have any intention of playing up any salacious or obscene aspect of that ad. We're talking about putting a high-quality steak, slipping it quietly into the mouths of my customers. And I can hear the silence on the other end of the phone. He says to me, slipping it quietly into what part? I said, the mouths. He said, that's the part that bothers me. I said, what does it mean? He said, if you would have said anywhere else. And I said, well, like where? And he I hear him going, ha, 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 ha. I said, you know something, Rim? He says, I'm Abner Rim. And what do you want from me? Click.
You know, this guy sounds like he's begging for a beating.
I want to tell you something. I was so pissed off, I got a hold of my attorney, Randy Hedman, and I did get a hold of Randy. He's in the Bahamas, and I said, are you working? He says, does it sound like I'm working? Because I can hear splashing and all kinds of stuff, you know, a lot of female voices, and he's not married. So I said, Randy, he said, well, why don't you do this? Give me the guy's number. He never did call him back.
Okay, this is a long story here.
It is a long story. So I finally called the guy back myself. I said, your name is Abner Rim, and you're telling me about, you know.
I knew it would go there.
Well, you know what? If that's all you have in your arsenal.
In my what?
You said arse.
So that's all I've got in my arse, huh?
Arsenal? I didn't say, God damn you people.
Just because we're talking about. This is why, Ted, when you have a slogan like, we want to put our meat in your mouth, or whatever it is.
No, that's not it. It says we want to quietly and respectfully slip our meat into your mouth.
You know, Ted, it's almost as if it says we want to quietly and respectfully, when you're asleep or something, slip our meat into your mouth.
What? What are you talking about?
It sounds invasive.
Well, that's not what we're saying. And so,
What is with the quietly? What does that mean, man? If I'm at a restaurant, one of the things I want to hear are, if I've the own the restaurant, would be if I own the restaurant, I would want to hear forks and knives on the plates. I would want to hear a lot of sounds.
Well, you want to hear a lot of sounds, but you don't want to hear some guy. You know, hey, Chef Chidilli, you've heard Chef Chidilli. Hey, Carl.
No.
We're talking about the slogan.
No.
Bill,
we were talking. I saw Ted, and I said.
And by the way, this is Chef Carl Chidilli.
Yeah, I said, you know, what is with the sound of the guy slobbering? And he said, just like you. I said, yeah, you know, you're right. So I put a tape recorder on myself last night. I was eating a peanut butter sandwich, and I actually taped it, and I listened back. I can tell you, I've had. I had a tough night sleeping last night, and I don't know how I'm going to do it tonight.
Why do you say that?
I said I tape recorded myself eating a peanut butter sandwich.
All right, you tape recorded yourself eating a peanut butter sandwich and what?
That is so horrifying.
Yeah, it was horrifying. Are you kidding? When you, this is what it sounded like. I can't even describe it. And I said, I don't want to hear that in a restaurant or anything like that.
Yeah, but man, that's your choice to sound like that.
My choice? I was eating that peanut butter sandwich as quietly as I could.
All right, so you make a lot of disgusting sounds when you eat. Does that mean everybody does?
Go ahead. It's Ted, Phil. No, it doesn't mean that everybody does, but hey, I want to cut down the percentages. I want to cut down the percentages. That's why we were saying we will slip our meat into your mouth quietly and surreptitiously, almost as if you're doing something else. Because that's what we feel a great dining experience is. When you're eating and you're putting the food in your mouth and you're not even conscious you're doing it. To me, that's genteel, good eating.
You know, I've heard a lot of really weird things.
Hey, General.
No, I got to tell you, Ted. I've heard a lot of weird things. Quietly and surreptitiously slipping our meat into your mouth so you don't even know we're doing it sounds alternately like you're raping somebody.
Oh, my God. Are you...
No, I'm telling you.
Ted, it does sound weird.
Oh, my God.
Well, come on, Bell. Knock it off.
Hey, Ted.
Well, you heard what the guy said.
It sounds either like that... Or, like, you know, there's someone asleep, and for a gag, you're dropping your...
Yeah, you're going to say it, or I say it.
You go ahead and say it.
You're dropping your ball sack in their mouth.
You know, I've had it, Phil. They're talking teabagging now. I draw the line at that.
Draw the line at teabagging. All right. Good to know. So...
You know, Ted, if I had the opportunity, I'd get in my car, I'd drive to Ted's of Beverly Hills, and I would do away with you and rename it Margaret's of Beverly Hills.
Wow.
That's right.
Wow.
All right, Ted, your overly dramatic reactions to all these things.
Wow.
That's right, homeboy.
Man.
Your overly dramatic reactions to these things are not making things any easier for me or anybody on this show. The slogan that you have, it's been denied by Caltrans. You can't put it on a billboard. What are you going to do now?
I'll tell you what I'm going to do now. I'm going to put it up there anyway. And if they want to find me, if they want to enjoin me or whatever and take me to court, I'll do it. I have a right. I'm an advertiser, and I have used that slogan in one way or another, in one form or another, for at least 30 years. 30 years! Okay? Think of that. 30 years. That's a long time in a man's life, Phil. And Caltrans comes up to me and says, oh, you know what, you can't, we don't want you to be slipping your meat. You know,
do you understand their concern?
I understand their concern if they're looking at it the way every other small-minded, pea-brained, pinhead jack. That all of these guys do the same. By the way, like, you know that guy Roger Stone that advises Donald Trump?
Yeah.
What's wrong with his head? Because I was saying...
Can we stick to the...
All right, sorry. But so here is what I'm talking about. I've used that slogan over and over and over again. For them to suddenly say it's obscene, I've had it on radio... I have had it everywhere.
You know, we had a problem with it when we were on radio, though.
You had a problem with one guy. That's what you had a problem with. One guy didn't want to hear it, so we had to beep it. And the way I beeped it...
Well, we want to put our beep in your mouth, and you said we want to put our meat in your...
Yeah, we want to put our meat in your beep. And I did that on purpose so that it would sound really filthy and never again.
All right, Ted Bell with us here on The Phil Hendry Show. The slogan that we were talking about with Ted is a new one. Yes, you have used it one way or another for the last 30 years. It's a New York advertising agency slogan, so that's why Ted is particularly married to it.
Well, I'm not married to it. I mean, it costs a lot of money, for crying out loud.
Yeah, but the new slogan is, at Ted's, we work overtime thinking about how, what, where, and when we're going to slip our meat quietly into your mouth. Did they tell you specifically what they didn't like?
Well, Phil, the whole thing sounds vile.
No, what do you mean the whole thing sounds vile?
Just saying, did they tell you specifically? Why would they have to? The entire thing, from beginning to end, sounds invasive, it sounds crude, and juvenile.
Well, you know, I gotta agree with that, Ted. It's just, not that I think it's juvenile, but I do think that you're just begging for it.
They said to me the entire thing was fine until we got to slip our meat quietly into your.
And I said, into your, so you don't care that it says mouth? And they said, no. It, for all we care, it would, it, you could say ass. And
they did not.
I'm telling you right now, this guy Rim, Abner Rim, says to me, it doesn't make any difference. You can say, we want to slip our meat quietly into your ear, into your ass, into your mouth, up your nose. It's the part that we don't like is going to slip our meat quietly into your.
So how about if you change the two? We want to put our meat.
Yeah, no, that's not good enough.
Well, what, did they give any suggestions?
Well, I started throwing, I said, well, how about if I say we want to broil our meat in your, and the guy says, in your ass? I said, well, you're the one that said I could say ass. He said, yeah, but broil your meat in our ass. I said, I didn't say your ass. He said, yes, but I'm hearing that and I'm taking that personally. I'm thinking of you broiling a steak in my ass. The next thing I told him was...
Is that a commercial?
What?
She's wondering whether you just hung up on a commercial segment.
No, I did not.
Okay. So if he calls back...
If he calls back, tell him we're all done. We gave Ted that time because he's been on this week already. What a weird ass.
Ted said that we want to broil our meat in your ass.
Yeah, see, that... I don't quite buy that.
I'm going to tell you right now, whether there's a man named Abner Rim or not, no one anywhere at any state agency said to Ted Bell... Oh, we don't have any problem with you putting it in mouth or ass or whatever they said. We just don't like the phrasing leading up to that.
Well, you know, there's no way, good way you could say it. You know, if you're talking about steak.
Well, say we want to broil. We want to broil the steak.
Well, what are the words that have to be there? We want to this, that, something else.
Yeah, we want to broil our steak up your...
Yeah, up your ass.
No.
No can do, huh?
No can do, my man.
All right. Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills coming up. We got Bobby Dooley, and she's going to be talking about Tommy Lahren and the proposed slap fight for charity. Yeah, sure. On the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
You don't believe it, do you?
I don't believe it.
World famous Phil Hendry Show, the El Pacifico in Southern California. Be right back after these messages.
Hey, this is the Wacko. Have you seen it? Have you played with it? The Wacko comes in three colors. You can put it on your head, you can stand in it, or you can drive it to work. The Wacko does all of that and more. Hi, I'm Josh Hauser, and I'm the inventor of the Wacko. It's available now through Wacko Industries. Make sure you send us a self-addressed stamped envelope and a cashier's check or cash. We don't mind if you send cash directly through the mail. Even change. Send it directly to me, and then I'll put that thing into that self-addressed stamped envelope, and you're on your own.
The Wacko. Use it at home. Use it at play. Take it with you wherever you go. Make it your best friend.
That's right. The Wacko makes a fantastic bridegroom, and the Wacko can give you advice. Advice that you might really need someday.
The Wacko. It comes in three different colors. You can ride it, glide on it, use it for swimming, use it for after-school behaviors, or even use it training dogs.
And again, if you're lonely and you need a friend, even if you feel like, well, having sex, the Wacko is here.
The Wacko.
Call 1-800, I forget.
The Wacko.
Well, he told me that I had no chance at all, but I decided to take my boat upriver anyway, and you know what I saw? I saw the most beautiful salmon swimming and frolicking. Too bad I had to go up there with a net and catch them. Well, man's gotta eat dinner. Yeah, they didn't think I'd be able to get away from the city and into the beauty of the countryside and the beauty of the mountains, but I did. I did, using Glovner tour guides. All they did was ask me where I wanted to go. I told them. Next thing you know, I'm being transported there in the right kind of clothing. I've even got my fish net. It's all made for me inside a computer, because I lay in bed and they pump me full of some joy juice that makes me see these things. Glovner Tours.
Glovner Tours.
Glovner Tours. I don't even really know where I went, to be honest with you, because the salmon looked, they looked like salmon, but that they looked like something else.
Glovner Tours.
What the hell is this?
Get the Beastie Boys.
Oh, yeah, man. The Beastie Boys.
Welcome back to Phil Hendry Show, and Bobby Dooley is at Western Estates right now. I think they're having a mixer. Margaret?
Yes, Bobby, what is this, the cheese and wine mixer that you're having?
Oh, no. This is what we're doing here, Margaret, is the mixer for congested prostates. This is Carol and Bob Lonhauser's. And they've been doing this for a number of years. We had one last month that was so successful that we've decided to go ahead and do it again.
All right, so, but we do want to talk to you tonight about your proposed slap fight with Tommy Lahren.
Yeah, I think she's great. I really do. She's got a lot of energy. She has, I think, our unorthodox ideas. She is not quite, you know, sort of the tired cynic that Ann Coulter is. She's a little bit more bubbly, a little bit more aggressive, I'd say. Doesn't have Ann's sense of humor, but she has a real go-get-em style that I really admire. And I found myself, as I was admiring her, I was thinking, boy, she really does think she's something special.
Yeah, but my wife thought she was too special.
That's right. I thought she was coming on and acting too special. So I'd say about 45 minutes in, I went from admiring her to I really wanted to slap her across the face. I know you know that feeling.
Well, I don't think there's a woman out there that doesn't know that feeling when we admire a woman for a while, but then she's going on, and all you seem to be able to see are the lips.
That's right, exactly. You see the lips flapping, and it's different with a man, because men, there's a paternal thing going on there. We think we need to learn from men. But another woman teaching, no woman can teach me anything, at least that's what I think.
Right, you don't think, and then you see the mouth going.
And then you see the it goes like this, you know?
Yes, it's an up and down, it's the lips, I know what you're saying.
What are you people talking about? You're talking about a woman talking too much?
You people?
I'm sorry, are you talking about a woman talking too much?
It's more than that. It's a woman pretending like she knows stuff. And I don't doubt that Tommy knows things, but to sit there and be all, you know, heavy hitter about it.
Yeah, you're saying she's sitting there going, yeah, you know.
I wouldn't say she's going, yeah, but I do think she's sort of like, uh-huh, you know, it's more of a cross between, yeah. Steve, you did it.
Yeah, it's a cross between, yeah, and I don't care, you know.
No, I don't know.
I don't understand what you're saying.
You always say that when I come on the phone.
Let me have it, Steve. They don't like you. You know that. So,
we like Mr. Dooley fine. He's not being very descriptive right there.
Just saying that she comes up.
Stop the phone now, Steve. It's my turn.
All right.
But, Steve, say it again.
The cross between you.
Oh, God, you did. So I think that there came a point when I was watching Tommy that I began to get really irritated, and I wanted to slap her across her face and just keep slapping. You know, just forehand, backhand. I don't know. I can't.
Well, it sounds very angry.
Yes, it sounds decidedly angry, like you really want to punish her. Now, you say that you agree with her politically.
Oh, yes, I do. I agree with her politically. What makes me want to slap her smart mouth is she's always talking about Donald Trump, like she knows Donald Trump, which I guess she does. And then it's as if she thinks that she, you know, what did you say, Steve?
Like she shits gold to blue.
All right, watch the language, please.
Well, that was it.
Like she shits gold doubloons.
No, I said gold doubloons.
What is a gold doubloon?
I think you misspoke, Mr. Dooley.
Oh, okay. Is it doubloon?
It's doubloon, yeah.
I thought it was doubloon. All right.
So which is it?
Doubloon.
Yeah, she acts like she shits gold doubloons.
Doubloons.
Doubloons, I'm sorry. And that was the clincher for me. That pushed it over the edge for me. And I thought, my God, she really wants $300 worth, you know?
Well, all right, so this slap fight that you want to have...
What do I mean, $300 worth?
It's from the movie Dirty Harry. I don't want to explain it. Go ahead.
Yeah, this slap fight that you're proposing...
What do you mean, the movie Dirty Harry?
It's about... The guy in Dirty Harry wanted to have a guy beat him up for $300, so he beat him up for $300, and at one point... The dude says, wow, have you had enough? And he goes, no. He says, you really want $300 worth? The guy goes, every penny.
Yeah, that's the best part. He goes, every penny.
All right, Dooley. So, go ahead.
Well, I forget where I am.
No, I know. Yeah, we want to have the slap fight for charity. I'm inviting Tommy to come out here to California. I don't know where. Do you know where she is?
I do not know.
Your voice cracked. You went, I do not know. Did you hear that, Steve?
Yeah, I heard that.
Isn't that great? I do not. No, I don't.
All right. Well, we want to get her out here. Where is she? Does anybody know?
I imagine she's in Florida, one of those states where those people live and walk the streets as if they're, well, as if they crap gold doubloons.
Well, okay, all right. But we want to get her out here to California, and we'll have a rig set up, and we commence the slap fight. It sounds like it'd be a lot of fun.
Yeah, we think it'd be a lot of fun. You could raise money for charity.
All right, now what makes you think Tommy Lahren is going to want to do this?
Because I think that she would recognize it would be a charity event.
There's a lot of things that those people get asked to do for charity.
You keep saying those people. I don't know that I like it.
Talk about her as those people.
What did he just say?
We're talking about Bud saying that she, those people as in being talk show hosts.
All right, but well, I'm just saying that I would think that charity would be a very good motivator.
And I think that, as the general was saying, charity is not necessarily going to motivate her because she probably gets offers to do that all the time.
Well, then I think that what will really attract her is the idea of the slap fight. Because I'm someone that admires her, and yet I think she needs to have the face slapped and maybe even kicked in.
Now you're getting to something. See, you're getting kind of weird here.
All right. But and it is a weird idea, but it's not something that other women haven't thought about.
You're saying, what about you, Margaret? Do you think about this?
Well, with Tommy Lahren, of course, but then I don't agree with her. Bobby does agree with her. So she's coming off, you're coming from a different point of view.
Yeah, it may be a different point of view, but I think we all as women agree that when some woman comes on television and says, hi, and Donald Trump, and she's wearing a short black dress, the hair bleached beyond all recognition. You know it's bleach. You can smell the bleach through your television set. And she's just sitting perky and in the meantime emasculating every man. You want to walk up to her and say, sister, what you're doing is great, but I want to push you off the top of a mountain face first till your face looks squinched in.
Well, you said
it. I'm not going to say it on the air.
My wife said like somebody with Down syndrome.
You fuck. Sit down.
That was uncalled for.
What the hell are you trying to pull, anyway?
I didn't say it. Steve did.
Well,
sit down over there, Steve.
You didn't hit him, did you?
I didn't have to. I looked at him. Looked like he was going to crap lead.
Or maybe gold doubloons.
No, I hardly. So that is the offer.
What about money? Is she going to get paid?
Get a load of this.
What's going to be paid for, Miss Perry?
Would you shut up, Steve? What's she going to get paid for?
Look, at this woman is lending her name to your event. Other than that, you don't have a name that's going to attract all that much charity money.
You don't think I have a good enough name?
No, I don't. No, I don't. I don't think I have a good enough name. Tommy Lahren has the name, and she's the one that's going to show up at this thing and attract the money. And for her trouble, she's going to get slapped across the face a bunch of times.
Right. I don't think a woman like that can say no.
Well, you know, there is an intriguing aspect to this that... How can she say no to someone saying, I want to slap you around for charity. Of course, you'll have the opportunity to slap me. How could a challenge like that go unanswered? Especially when you're a woman who thinks she's all this and a big bag of, you know, greasy pork rinds.
Well, I couldn't have said it better myself.
Yes, you could have. So...
Oh, really? Could you?
Yeah. She's all this and a bag of chips would have sufficed. Greasy pork rinds. God damn.
All right, so that Tommy Lahren comes out here, does a slap fight with you for charity, and you raise the money for charity, okay?
Yeah.
Then she goes back, and she takes all this crap from people. Hey, I saw you on TV.
You think it's going to be bad for her image? You're wrong, Robert. It'll be fantastic for her image, because she'll be answering the challenge of a woman who admires her but thinks she's stepped over the line. And I'm saying that I want to slap you, you know?
Yeah, the kind of... slap her face, you know, because she thinks she shits gold doubloons.
Would you sit down, Steve? Because she thinks she shits gold doubloons.
Well, all right.
You know, Mr. Henry, I don't need your approval. We're going forward with this.
All right, you can go forward with it, but we're giving our opinion. Isn't that what you wanted?
Yes, but so far it's been very negative.
Well, look, I don't know. I just don't know if she's going to show up for something like this.
You don't, huh?
No, I don't. I mean, it just doesn't sound like an attractive enough... offer, you know.
I'm challenging her to a slap fight because I think she thinks she's... Because I think she thinks she thinks she...
Because you think she thinks that she shits gold doubloons.
Not only does she think it, I think she... After she gets up off the toilet...
Oh, for God, would you please not...
After she gets up off the toilet, probably looks to see.
Did I tell you to sit down?
Yeah!
You're not hitting him.
No, I'm not. I'm just scaring him.
Bobby Dooley with us from the Western States Homeowners Association on her challenge to the talk show host Tommy Laren. I don't even know if we're pronouncing her name right. Are we?
I don't know. Steve, do you know the pronunciation?
Of what?
Of Tommy Laren's name?
Tommy Lorraine, I think.
Tommy Lorraine.
It's not Tommy Lorraine, for God's sake. It's we're probably getting it close.
All right, well, anyway, this challenge that you have issued, have you issued it to her?
On Twitter, but I don't know if she's seen it.
All right, well, if she hasn't seen it, then she's not going to answer it. If she sees it, she may not answer it. You're going to have to come up with something a little bit more provocative.
Well, what's more provocative than a slap, than two bitches, excuse my French?
Bobby.
No, what's more provocative than two bitches slapping the hell out of each other in front of a crowd of 10,000 roaring drinking men?
No, wait, you didn't say that that's what it was going to be.
Mike, are you kidding me?
Of course that's what get a load of this, Steve. I'm talking to a guy over here.
Hey, Bobby, talk to me.
Of course that's what it's going to be, Mr. Henry.
So you're saying it's just going to be men allowed?
Only men allowed, yeah. With Tommy and me slapping the hell out of each other's face, 10,000 men and beer. All free beer, by the way.
All right, so now it's gone from something kind of dull to almost a full-scale riot.
There you go. Bingo.
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 Bingo. That's exactly what we have in mind.
Exactly what we had in mind.
You're going to have a full-scale riot, 10,000 men getting hammered on free beer,
and two bitches, as you say, slapping hell out of each other in the ring.
That's right. I don't see how she could say no to that.
I can see how she could say no to that. I don't see how any guy could say no to that.
Well, do you want tickets, Phil?
Yeah, I'll take 10.
Oh, my God, Phil. You're serious, Mr. Henry?
I'm damn serious. I wouldn't miss that for the world.
Well, you want to sell me one?
Yeah, I'll give you one. I'll take 10 tickets, front row.
I don't know if they'll be available, Phil. We've had a big, big demand.
Yeah, bullshit.
All right.
So,
So you will be there. And how about to help sponsor it?
No. I want to make sure that this thing's going to happen.
You want to go and watch these two women slap each other?
How many rounds?
10 rounds.
Oh, yeah, man. Well, it sounds pretty good to me. So you've got 10 tickets.
Can I buy one of them too, Mr. Henry?
Yeah, sure. But again, you got to make this thing happen.
I got to make it happen. We will make it happen.
What about you sponsor?
I ain't sponsoring diddly, man. I don't want anything to do with the promotion of the sponsorship of this thing. I want to go as a spectator.
Boy, what up?
You really want, buddy, you want to get all the fun stuff, but you want to do none of the hard work.
Yeah, you want to do all the fun stuff, but you don't want to do none of the hard work.
Why should I have to do any of the hard work? This is your idea, not mine.
Well, you kind of said that you thought it was a good idea.
When?
Well, yesterday, Bobby's talking about slapping somebody around. You went, yeah.
Oh, get out. Why don't you sit down before you fall down?
Well, anyway, Phil, we'll continue our push, but I'll tell you this much. If we're able to get this thing going, okay, you will be locked out. You don't get a piece. You don't even get a taste.
I got my tickets. That's all I want.
Maybe. If we're not sold out.
Hey, Bobby, you haven't sold one stinking ticket to this thing, so don't give me your crap. Thank you.
All right, but just remember...
Bobby Dooley, folks, on The Phil Henry Show.
Dad, do you think that's going to happen?
No, I don't think it's going to happen.
And you want to go there and watch two women brutalize each other?
Brutalize each other? Hey, isn't there a thing called UFC?
Those are very skilled fighters.
Yeah, well, what difference does it make, man? You got two women going to a ring, slapping hell out of each other. Then to be
with you. Look at him laughing. You know something? I really am looking at you with new eyes, Phil.
Hey, Margaret. Never mind. We'll be right back. World famous Phil Henry Show. PhilHenryShow.com. Barry Bruckner here with the Bruckner Report. Every morning here on this station, we'll tell you what's happening on Wall Street, what you should be buying, what you should be selling, and what you ought to be investing in. Then we'll go over to LaQuisha Quinn, and she has her own ideas on how life should be done. Plus, we'll have the Street Report with Saul Papper. So come on out, see me, Barry Bruckner. It's not on the radio. It's not on TV. You have to come out. We're in a storefront, and I just start reading stock prices. Sometimes we get a crowd as big as 15 people. The Barry Bruckner Report, mornings in a storefront near you.
If you have 5 cents, you can feed the world. That's right. Just 5 cents will feed the entire world. With 5 cents, we can feed a tribal village of some 15,000 people. Only 5 cents is all it takes to get enough grain to seed this field here. 5 cents will buy 6 tractors for this village. 5 cents will even get medical relief to these little children here born with birth defects. 5 cents. So won't you do that for us? Send us just 5 cents to your cents. Does it make sense? 5 cents changes the world. 5 cents plus, and here's the part we didn't mention, plus $2,000 subscription fee to be able to send the 5 cents.
5 cents can change the world. Grand Central Station, New York.
You're a part of something big, getting bigger all the time.
Chris Norton.
Well, I know that Chris is...
Is his movie done?
He started principal photography on Chris Norton's movie, Norton Mountain, and they've also gotten advertising... So, speaking of advertising slogans, they've got all kinds of ad slogans that have been approved or not approved, and one of them is Chris Norton's new film, Norton Mountain. They've got... I guess the ad campaign has been approved by the studio. Hey, Chris...
Commissary.
So what is your new, and what is the music there?
I'm hearing music in the background.
We're on set right now. We're just editing the film. It's probably going to take us another hour or so to get it edited.
All right, so what is the slogan?
We're very excited about this. Yeah, I noticed you have, you got Ted Bell with his slogan, and pretty weird. Anyway, our slogan is called, it's going to be, See the World, All 59 States, from Norton Mountain.
See the world, all what?
See the world, all 59 states from Norton Mountain.
See the world, all 69 states, is that it?
Yes. Now, I know, Ms. Gray.
See, that's vulgar.
It's an adult film.
Yeah, I mean, it's an adult film, and I don't know how you're not going to say Sissy Nine. But yeah, first of all, and I don't want to be crude or anything, Ms. Gray, but Sissy Nine is a cess position. You know that?
Yes, I know that. I don't need you to... I'm saying that for a tagline, it sounds vulgar.
But it's an adult film.
I heard that too.
Yeah, Ms. Gray, what are you gonna do?
That's a really good one, Chris.
Thanks. I mean, and it's not even mine. It was my cousin Jeff's.
Jeff Dowder?
Yeah, he came up with it because I was stuck. I mean, when we knew we weren't gonna get Melania Trump to climb, you know, because we wanted to have Melania Trump. She's climbing Norton Mountain. They say, don't go, you know how that song went, Miss Mary?
Yeah, the Wolverton Mountain thing?
Yeah, and we're going to have, like, a hillbilly dude, and he's a hillbilly, he's a guy by the name of Bob Meat, who I mentioned to you.
Yeah, he's one of the guys that's been in your movies?
Well, Bob's not been in any of my movies, but I'm very fortunate to have him in this one. He's going to be in this movie, and Bob Meat would be dressed as a hillbilly, and he'd have on overalls, but the overall shorts are too short, and so he's kind of hanging out of it. And he's playing a banjo going, they say don't go up to Norton Mountain, you know, and...
Is he one of the performers in this film?
He's just a musician.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure all he's going to want to do is just be a musician while you're sitting there having all sex.
Well, hey, it's my film, you know.
All right, so you've got Bob Meat and all 69 states. Now what?
Well, the principal photography's already started on it. We started principal photography.
What do you mean, principal photography?
I mean, the main gist of the movie we started last weekend. But we are holding out hope that we get Melania Trump, and I don't know.
You ain't going to get Melania Trump, so forget it, man. She's the first lady of the country. Even if she wanted to do it, her husband ain't going to let her do it.
Well, President Trump is trying to stimulate business for the first time in America in a long time. And I think that I am a small businessman. I'm making a small adult film, and it's strictly for a small, you know, sales base. I mean, I hope I get bigger and all that, but I would think that Mr. Trump would want to stimulate, you know, stimulate it.
Yeah, he'd want to stimulate it, huh?
You know what I'm talking about, the money. So
No, not if it means his wife is going to have sex with you.
Well, first of all, climbing Norton Mountain, first of all, don't you think that...
No, it's not. There's no scenario that you can lay on me, man, that's going to make that happen. No, unless Trump loses his mind completely and says, yeah, sure, baby, go on out to California and climb Norton Mountain. No chance you should be allowed back. I'd probably say stay there.
I was going to say that. Go out and climb Norton Mountain and stay on Norton Mountain.
Hey, I can think of worse things. Yeah, sounds good to me.
Yeah, right. That's what Trump's going to say to his wife. Get out of here and stay on Norton Mountain.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah, right. So she's not being allowed to go back to the White House.
Sounds good to me.
If you say sounds good to me one more time.
Yeah. We're talking here with Chris Norton about his new film, Norton Mountain. The new advertising line is, see the world, all 69 states from...
Why are you like... See, this is what encourages these asses.
Well, first of all, I don't think it's all that funny. I mean, I think it's... Yeah, it's funny, but it is a real... Norton Mountain is an empowering in the world of sets. Okay, if you were to look at Norton Mountain, Mr. Henry, Okay, Mr. Henry?
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay, if you're looking at Norton Mountain as, like, where a guru lives, you know what I mean about a guru?
It's called a guru, not a guru. You had it right the first time.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Goddamn, Chris, you got to get better educated, man, before you do these movies.
That is not going to happen either.
You know, Ms. Gray, you got a lot of predictions to make about me, and none have been right. You know that?
None of them have been right. Chris, I haven't made one prediction about you other than to say that this adult film business that you're in, you're going to have to get a lot more professional a lot faster.
Well, all it is nudin' up and having a fess.
No, there's a lot more to it than that. And I don't say that from experience. I'm just saying there's distributing, there are theaters, the whole thing. It's like a profession. It's like an industry, and it's a very corrupt industry as well.
Well, I mean, that's a lot of people are saying, but I personally don't buy it. I would say that... you want to turn that down, Bob?
Why is that music playing?
Because they're doing some editing. They're rolling this part of the movie. Yeah, just turn it down. I would say that... you know, we got it licked, but...
Yeah, you got it licked, all right.
Now you got it licked, or somebody's got you licked.
Yeah, that's real funny, man. I think that we have a good chance, Mr. Henry, to turn a tidy profit.
I'm not saying that you don't, but, you know, Margaret's the one saying that. I'm just telling you that Melania Trump ain't going to be in your movie.
Even if
nothing, man, there ain't no way she's going to be in your movie.
Really? How do you know that for sure?
Come on, Norton, get off it. She's not going to be in your movie. She's the first lady of the country. Why don't you go after somebody else?
Yeah, what? Find someone else that wants to climb Norton Mountain.
What is more of a coup than to get Melania Trump to climb it?
She's not going to do it.
You guys are all... So what if I called her up and talked to her?
Okay, pretend like you're talking to a Melania Trump.
Here, I'll be Melania.
Well...
Well, what?
I'm not saying about anything. I'm just saying I got to kind of close my eyes and if we could be anybody, it wouldn't... It's not because of you, Ms. Gray. I just got to squinch my eyes.
Oh, is that right? And get my face out of your line of vision?
No, I'm just saying... Hold on. Okay, let's say I'm calling the White House. Is that it?
Yeah, you're calling the White House.
Hello?
My name is Chris Norton. I'm with Norton Explodes Entertainment. May I speak with the First Lady of the United States of America, Melania Trump?
Yes, speaking.
Oh, are you Melania Trump?
Yes, I am. And what is your name?
My name is Chris Norton. Well, I just said that.
That's right. I'm sorry. I didn't get it.
Yeah, my name's Chris Norton, and I'm...
What is that music in the background?
Nothing. We're just editing a film right now, Mrs. Trump. And first of all, I'd like to say congratulations on the win of your husband to be the President of the United States of America.
Thank you very much. It's been very exciting.
And do you think that I do a adult films, and the new one I have coming out is called Norton Mountain, and it would be great if you'd be in it.
An adult film?
Well, no, hold on just a minute. What it is, the tagline is, see America, see the world, all 59 states, from the top of Norton Mountain. And what we had thought, it would be awesome if you'd be in it as the First Lady and you climb it.
Well, what does that mean, climb? You said this is an adult film and I'm climbing it?
Yeah, you climb it, as in you mount Norton Mountain and you're up there just, yeah. And the last frame of the movie would be you on Norton Mountain going, yeah, and raising like a flag. You know, like the flag of America.
And when you say that I'm on Norton Mountain, is it what you're thinking, what I'm thinking?
I don't know. I don't know what you're thinking.
I'm thinking it's a sex act.
Well, yeah. I mean, you would be mounted on the mountain. Norton Mountain being my penis is Norton Mountain.
Right. I'm not interested, and I'm very insulted by your idea. And I think, I'm not a religious person, but I'm pretty sure you've consigned yourself to hell. Thank you very, very much.
You can't hang up on him.
All right. I'm going to hang up on you, Chris.
Well, hold on, Ms. Norton. I mean, not Ms. Norton, Mrs. Trump.
See, you've butchered my name up.
Right, but just hold on. If you just give me a chance. See, I'm very sussy. First of all, I'm very good looking. I'm very sussy. I've got a big, I mean, shit.
Uh-huh. Go ahead.
It's not that big, but it's, you know, it's fairly on the gigantic side. And I'm, you know, what? I don't understand. What went wrong?
You all done?
Well, I guess.
See, Chris, you are an imbecile, and that makes things difficult for a clown like you to communicate the dumb
Son, just give up on Melania Trump. Make your damn movie.
Find some other celebrity.
There's no celebrity that's going to climb Norton Mountain the way she could climb it.
How do you know? You know, you don't know anything about the woman. And the more you talk about this, the more insulting it is to anyone that is close to her, even people that are not fans of hers, like myself. I'm beginning to feel sorry for her.
Why? Why would you feel sorry for Melania Trump to climb Norton Mountain? It's the office of the United States.
Okay, Chris. Thanks a lot. Good luck. Sounds like a good job.
I'm just saying, if she climbed the 69, once she gets to the 69 states.
Chris Norton, folks, and his stupid-ass idea, Norton Mountain, trying to get Melania Trump.
I told him it wouldn't go, and I told him it wouldn't go. And he still insisted on it. And I told him, and I told him.
Man, you didn't tell him Jack Diddley. That the other day you said something to him, and that was the first time.
I said it was a good idea.
What did you tell him exactly?
I said I liked the idea of Norton Mountain, and I liked the idea, but, you know, I wasn't sure if he'd get Melania Trump, but if he did, I think I'd be bitching.
All right, but you didn't. Did you tell him he wasn't going to get Melania Trump?
No. Except I'd be bitching if he did.
What? You know what, bud? I don't know whether you're dumb or you just like messing with people.
I want to see people secede.
Oh, you want to see them secede?
You mean succeed?
I said succeed because I don't want to say succeed because anybody's going to think I'm talking about the suck. Whatever, man. World famous Phil Henry Show.
I'll do it, man. A world famous Phil Henry Show. I'll do it.
The world famous Phil Henry Show is executive produced by Mr. Henry for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast One on Norton Mountain.
What a little ass.
See all sissy 96.